T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
It made landfall as a hurricane in the Carolinas and is arriving here today as a powerful tropical storm.
It's a pretty high potential right now for tornadoes spinning up across the Jersey Shore, across Long Island, as well as over the Sound and into Connecticut.
Waiting for the storm surge, sandbags and water dams protect South Street Seaport.
We're in a very vigilant state right now.
I'm Sean Adams at South Street Seaport.
Across the Hudson, tropical rain and wind could mean prolonged flooding.
There is a very real chance the floodwaters are literally going to total your car.
I'm Marla Diamond in Hoboken.
Gerrit Cole and the Yankees win their 7th in a row, while Jacob deGrom and the Mets end a 5-game losing streak. This is Brad Heller.
Joe Connolly has the latest on colleges reopening plans. And Dr. Fauci tells Governor Lamont, yes, schools should reopen in low-impact places like Connecticut, but
there's a big however there.
We'll hear his worries. This is Tuesday, August 4th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning. It happened at 11:37 last night. A hurricane made landfall. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Isaias slammed into the coast of North Carolina near Ocean Isle Beach last night as a Category 1 hurricane with drenching rain and 85-mile-an-hour winds. It's flooded out communities and left hundreds of thousands of customers without power. The system's been downgraded to a tropical storm now, and it is on the move.
I think this is just going to be a disastrous Tuesday commute on the evening side for the New York area.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
You are likely to see wind gusts of 70 or 80 miles an hour somewhere in the New York metro area. It could be Jersey, could be Long Island, could be Connecticut, could be the lower Hudson Valley. We're looking at that in the afternoon and evening hours on Tuesday.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Take this storm seriously. Please take precautions, because this is the kind of thing that comes on fast and people need to be ready.
Well, it happened at 11:37 last night. The hurricane made landfall and now it's a tropical storm. Sean Adams is in Lower Manhattan at what has been the most vulnerable place, where the harbor sometimes spills into the city. Sean, good morning. How are they making sure that that won't happen like it did during Sandy?
Well, they've made some changes. So fortifications are in place to protect this historic gem, South Street Seaport, with its 19th century brick mercantile buildings that have stood since about, let's go back to Herman Melville. He strolled these cobbled lanes, and maybe he picked up an idea or two for Moby Dick down here. The sea is going to be angry today, and so here along the waterfront, from Wall Street up to Catherine Slip, just about a mile, there are giant sandbags and something called tiger dams. They are big orange tubes. They come up almost about to waist height. They are weighted down with water. Here's Mayor de Blasio.
At this moment, from what we've heard from the National Weather Service, the impact appears to be limited in terms of New York City. But, my friends, we have been surprised before by storms. We've been surprised by the way they can change at the last minute. So we're in a very vigilant state right now.
Nearly 8 years ago, Superstorm Sandy filled Lower Manhattan with 4 feet of water. So those sandbags and the water-filled barriers are intended to mitigate the flooding. We're not expecting that size of a surge today, but this is going to be a test here. And this system, this can be deployed in other vulnerable low-lying parts of New York City. As we know, the future, we're going to have more flooding. The climate is changing, and storms are growing more ferocious. Live at South Street Seaport, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
10 o'clock last night, Governor Murphy declared a state of emergency for all of New Jersey starting at 5 this morning, so it's underway right now. The best reason to be in your car would be to move it from flood-prone areas like Hoboken, for example. Notorious for flooding from any little thing, but this is no little thing. Marla Diamond is there right now. Marla, good morning. Is there anything that Hoboken can do other than just sit and wait for the floods to come in?
Not really, Wayne. We were here back on July 23rd when a fast-moving summer storm dumped 4.5 inches of rain in an hour and basically turned the south end of Hoboken into a bathtub. Streets were swamped, cars destroyed. This storm could bring a lot more rain than that, and Mayor Ravi Bala is issuing a warning.
There is a very real chance that the floodwaters are literally going to total your car.
We spoke to the mayor a few weeks ago about all of the flood mitigation measures that have been put in place in recent years, including flood retention basins built under parks to catch millions of gallons of water.
So we're very sensitive to the concerns of residents, and we're doing everything within our power in a very challenging situation to make sure that our quality of life is preserved and is not adversely impacted in the years to come.
Well, starting at 5 p.m., driving will be restricted in Hoboken through Wednesday morning. We are already getting pelted with some of that tropical rain right now. Wayne?
Yeah, I've noticed that same here in New Jersey, farther inland, Marla, where it's been pouring for a while now. I think I just heard a rumble of thunder, too. Stock futures indicating a lower opening this morning. Joe Connolly is here now with the latest on the college reopening plans. Joe?
Well, it'll be a huge social experiment when colleges reopen, often with fewer students on campus. Housing will be so tight on some college campuses to reduce density that some college students are renting hotel rooms long-term near campus. Colleges are racing to reconfigure dorms. Some want to do testing, sometimes as often as a couple times a week. Some schools are now including a clause in their contract that tuition will not be refunded if classes are online only. But many colleges say they need the money from tuition, especially those affected by lower financial support from their states. And this comes at a time when the cost of college and college debt had become larger issues, so the colleges are worried about how many students may take a year off rather than pay to go to Zoom University. There'll be a negative effect on college towns, too, where businesses and salaries are usually much higher than in the areas surrounding the college towns. And the Wall Street Journal has an interesting story today on why some young people flout social distancing. Doctors say scolding will not help because they say adolescents and young adults biologically cannot resist socializing because it's how they forge their identities. I'm Joe Connolly for Bloomberg and WCBS News Radio 880.
And then eventually you get old and you don't care as much anymore. You get sick of people. Thank you, Joe. It's the WCBS Morning News Roundup. Dr. Fauci has weighed in on the Connecticut school plans, and it's a different picture than in much of the country, and we'll hear about that next. Now, the guy I've been waiting to get to all morning, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, is here because I saw you were tweeting late last night as the storm became a hurricane to watch out for very strong winds, and now it's backed off a little bit. What's your worry level about the storm now, Craig?
My worry level is more that it's almost like a landfalling tropical system. However, when they do this and they have all those other ingredients out there to work with, which this one does, you can still get some very intense weather for this afternoon, and there's definitely going to be a split as to who gets what. So the way it's shaping up right now, the heaviest rain will be over the western half of New Jersey on up into the Hudson Valley, especially west of the river. This is the area that could see 2 to 4, locally up to 6 inches of rain. Yes, you can get some thunderstorms with mighty gusty winds in there, too, to cause some damage. But the biggest concern right now is flooding rains for our western suburbs. That's where the flash flood watch is in effect for New Jersey, as well as the Hudson Valley. We're all under a tropical storm warning, so 30 to 50 mile per hour winds are not out of the question at any time during the day today, but gusts could reach 70 miles per hour or higher, especially along the Jersey Shore, parts of Long Island, as well as across the Sound into Connecticut, at which point there's the possibility of little tornadoes, mini tornadoes, so to speak, spin-ups and waterspouts to near shore, especially during the afternoon and early evening hours, and also coastal residents. There's going to be a 1 to 3 foot storm surge from the tropical system as it moves on up the coastline through the day today, and that could exacerbate all the flooding problems that you normally get at high tide when there's a full moon. And this goes on into this evening, then mostly cloudy and humid the remainder of the night with a leftover shower. Wednesday becoming partly sunny. Still could be a thunderstorm. Warm and humid, high in the mid-80s. The good news, you said it right at the top, Wayne, though, is that it looks like the storm is going to continue to accelerate in forward speed. So it's only a one tide cycle thing. It's about a 6 to 12 hour deal, but it is going to be pretty nasty from about lunchtime through evening.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Yeah, based on what Craig is saying, you can understand why there is a lot of concern for power outages really widespread across the area. We're keeping an eye on that this morning as well. And we're also watching for what's going to be happening in the subways in New York City. If you lived through Sandy 8 years ago and you remember how the subways turned into underground rivers, that is not supposed to happen anymore. But if you recall how subway stairs became waterfalls, well, that will. Steve Burns reports on what has changed.
It is inevitable, says MTA COO Mario Pelloquin. You will see the usual photos and videos of waterfalls in subway stations.
The rain floods the street above the station, and that water always seeks the lowest point.
Other measures put in since Sandy, like flood doors and pumps, are working well, he says.
The pumps were tested by Tropical Storm Faye last month, and they performed as designed.
But Pelloquin warns if sustained winds hit 39 miles an hour, service could be cut back.
Let's hear about the cutback baseball season and some good news. Yankees win, Mets win, and Brad Heller's here to fill in the details. Morning, Brad.
Good morning, Wayne. The Mets snapped their five-game losing streak. They topped the Braves in Atlanta last night 7-2. Jacob DeGrom struck out 10 in six innings for his first win.
He's just got the complete package, and you know, kind of sick of talking about how good he is, but I'm glad he's on our team. So, you know, Jake is, he's the man.
That's Michael Conforto, who had three hits. Wilson Ramos, a home run and three RBIs. Mets will head to Washington for two starting tonight. The Yankees won their seventh in a row last night. They beat the Phillies in the home opener 6-3 in the Bronx. Gerrit Cole, his regular season winning streak now up to 19 games. He pitched six innings before a rain delay. Home runs from DJ LeMahieu, Brett Gardner, and Gio Urshela. Aaron Judge's home run streak coming to an end. And the Yankees and Phillies were supposed to play today. No game because of the rain. They'll play two tomorrow in Philadelphia. A noon start in Toronto. The Islanders go for a 2-0 lead in their playoff series with the Panthers. The Rangers will try and avoid a three-game sweep by the Hurricanes tonight. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
It is the Morning News Roundup on Tuesday, the 4th of August. I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning. And three things to know this morning. We'll start with the storm. This is a test of how much better fortified we are now as compared to Sandy when we got walloped. Tropical storm Isaias is on a path directly over us with wind and water today. Two, the evacuations, if necessary, in this COVID era. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran.
If an evacuation becomes necessary, we do have additional shelters available with PPE and with the appropriate social distancing, should we need it.
Third thing, expect the power will go out because this storm will soften the ground and blow down trees. In New Jersey, it's been raining for hours, and Governor Murphy's concerned about that. He's also worried again about the virus spreading further because the New Jersey rate of transmission has climbed from 0.87 a month ago, good, fewer infections, to 1.48 now, meaning COVID is most definitely spreading. The transmission rate in Connecticut is good, still 0.7. Dr. Anthony Fauci joined Governor Ned Lamont last night to say that Connecticut is in a good place for schools to reopen in terms of COVID-19 and the ability to contain new cases.
If the infection rate is so low that there's very little chance of there being infection spread, then you should feel okay about doing it, but making sure that you do the things that are necessary to prevent spread. And those can be done at the local level. The other thing is, it's always up to the final decision of the responsible parent to do what's best for the child. We can only show you that when the infection is low at the level you're seeing now, the risk is low. But if you do start to see infections, you may need to pull back. I believe it was Scott Gottlieb who advised the governor, who said to try and get the early months in, because when you get into the fall and winter, there may be more cases that make it more difficult. Again, you need to be very flexible, with the primary motivating force being the safety and the welfare of the children and the teachers.
Dr. Fauci says regardless, blips of infection will inevitably occur in Connecticut. Next door, Rhode Island, for example, is seeing a surge and is right on the borderline of the governor's criteria to quarantine in Connecticut. That's the Morning News Roundup on Tuesday, the 4th of August.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.